Oh, so many parrots, so many cuckoo birds, so many birds sitting on the branches of Vrindavan, very beautiful trees. And when they began to hear the float voice of, very sweet voice of Krishna going up and down, then, oh, they became dumb-like. And they began to see towards Krishna. At that time, again, peacocks began to dance. Cuckoo birds. Oh, she was singing with melody of the flute of Krishna. Coo-hoo, coo-hoo like this. All the forest was making echo, like echo, like echo. Everywhere, Jamuna was totally stopped. Water coming from upside, but hearing the voice of Krishna float and seeing the face, Jamuna was just stopped totally. And so his heart was melted and he forget to go further. And he gave his heart to Krishna. Krishna was just standing on the side of Jamuna and making this float voice. So Jamuna wanted to embrace Krishna. So the water came up to his Krishna breast. But Krishna was at that time, oh, very absorbed in playing on floor. He could not do anything. So he became ashamed. She became ashamed. And he took some lotus flower and he offered in the lotus feet of Krishna. Oh, my beloved. Oh, my beloved. So at that time, water used to be turned into ice and stones used to be melted to hear the sweet voice of Krishna. Even you can see in Vrindavan, Charana Pahadi, everywhere where Krishna used to play on floors and all these stones were melted, and the feet of cows, feet of Krishna, feet of other cowherd boy are still to be seen. We can see. This is evidence of the sweet melody of the tune of Krishna flute and dancing. Sometimes in the sky, the clouds, hearing this float voice of Krishna float, they used to come on Krishna head in hot seasons where it was too hot in India, in Vrindavan. And they used to give very, very sweet and cool water, showering in very sweet way on Krishna head and cow. Everywhere they used to make a shade like umbrella as everywhere is Krishna, as if they are friends of Krishna. Even in forest, even the daughter, girls of very low class of Kulindi, aboriginal tribes, they used to hear and they used to be mad and to see Krishna. They used to take the kumkum collar of the feet of Krishna, of the foot of Krishna, which was on the grasses, and they used to take it and to rub in there, and thus they used to give up their lusts and they wanted to meet with Krishna. So in this way, playing fruits with his friends and cows, they used to go from here to there. When he used to come from cowherd, oh, all gopis used to wait and to see Krishna that Krishna is coming. Or from very far difference, he used to play on flute that I am coming. And he used to call all the gopis. And they sometimes in groups on the roof of their houses, from windows of their houses, everywhere, from the door of, from corner of anywhere, and they used to see Krishna coming from cowherd with so many cowherd boys and cows. And they used to see Krishna, and they used to become mad seeing this Krishna. When he used to come to his house, Mother Yashoda used to take Krishna in her lap and to clear his mouth from dust of the cow's feet by his veil. And he used to do arati of Krishna. In this way he used to do. You also know that in Srimad Bhagavat, a very authentic book, it has written that once in full moon, when moon was coming, very red is very pleasant. And Krishna in Vrindavan, on the bank of Yamuna River, and he began to play on his flute and calling all the gopis by a special word like kling. And all gopis, 10 years old, teenies, all who heard, they left their homes and they ran away towards Krishna. They were somewhere serving their husband. They left. Somewhere cooking. They left. So some were making chapatis. They left it. Some are decorating themselves. They have taken kajal, black color in their one eyes, and they were going to take in another. But just they heard the flute of Krishna, they became mad and they forget. And keeping one in eyes, kajal, and they left and they began to run towards Krishna. All were thinking that I am alone going towards that, not seeing others. So they become all mad for Krishna. Some, their husband warned them not to go, and they closed the doors. But for separation, they left their this body, and their soul came, and they went to Krishna, even by that. So, all gopis went to Krishna. But Krishna was very funny. He told that, why you have come here? They told that, why you called us by your float? You have called and we have come. Oh, I have not called you. I was playing on flute only. So you can go and serve your father, mother, husband and children. And if anyone coming to me, giving their husbands, oh, they will have to go to hell because this is sinful act. So you should return. But they never went. They told. And they rejected the proposal of Krishna. They cut all the arguments of Krishna. That, oh, you are like our guru. So in Indian scriptures it has been told, you have told that first worship to your Gurudev and then to your husband and anyone. So you are our guru and we are coming to worship you. So you will have to accept. If you are not accepting, oh, sin will touch you, not to us. Thus they cut all the arguments. And then Krishna accepted their proposal. And now they began to dance and to sing so many various kinds of raga and raguni, like malla raga, When Mallara, Krishna and gopis began to sing in his flute, and gopis from their singing, at once water came. Rain came. And when he did another rag, at once that rain was finished. And so they were all dancing, keeping Krishna and Radhika in the middle. Sometimes Krishna playing on float, and they were dancing, all the gopis. Krishna became in so many forms as the gopis were. And he began to dance with gopi in so many styles, in so many poses, that even the goddesses and all Gandharvas, angels, they came in the sky in their planes and began to see, and they became moved so much. They began to give flowers on Krishna, and they were. It was so nice that even moon was stopped. He could not move. He forgot his moving. And for so many years he was seeing. And Krishna became like thousand and thousand with each gopi, keeping their hands in his hands. And he was singing. And thus sometimes Krishna used to sing a song in his flute or himself in five stages. Sa re ga ma pa. And gopis, more than in seventh tune, then Krishna used to tell them, sadhu, sadhu. What meaning?
Praising them.
Praising them. That, you are more better singer than me. My floats cannot sing like you. So he used to
praise them.
Sometimes when gopis were tired, Krishna used to tell that, you are tired. Should I message? And he began to message the feet of gopis. Sometimes he used to take their sweats like pearls coming from their mouth here and there. And he used to wash with his pitambar, that is each other. And thus they were playing so many, them, all the gopis. And gopis used to decorate Krishna. So in this way, they were playing Ras Leela and doing. So if anyone will hear all these pastimes of Krishna, they are very powerful. By hearing all these pastimes from any bona fide guru and liberated guru, these pastimes are not only words, but Krishna himself, very powerful. They will come from ear and they will come in our hearts, purify our hearts. All kinds of anger, lust and bad unwanted thing will go away from our heart. And thus our soul will be pure, and then he will be qualified to go to Golok Vrindavan, and Krishna will take mercifully them with them. And here he will teach them how to play on flute, how to dance, how to sing, how to all these things. And by this he will attract whole world, even creepers, trees and everything. So in brief, where he used to do, this is Braja. And we must hear the flute of Krishna and purify our hearts, and then we can join his ras, dancing, singing in council of the gopis, and then we can be liberated and go to his transcendental abode that is called Golok Vrindavan, that is. In short and essence, I have told something. Gaur Premanandi. Okay.
Very nice.
Very sweet. Well,
maybe one,
very
one more thing. If you want to say, anyone who wants to be happy in this world should not go to Kaisi Dhar Bamsi
Dhar. Some gopis are telling that if you want to be happy in this world with your wife's children's husband and never else, then don't go to Braja or Vrindavan, where Krishna is playing on his flute. Especially, anyhow, if you are reaching to Vrindavan, Braja, don't go on the bank of Jamuna. You should not go. If you are going, then don't take bath in Jamuna, because love and affection of Krishna is flowing in the shape of water there. You will be mad by taking bath. And if anyhow you have taken bath, oh, there is a temple named Govinda temple. You should not go there. Oh, very beautiful. 10 years at Krishna, playing on flute, taking peacock feather on his head, or three-folded, and playing on flute. He is just standing there. If he will see, you will never return. We will be mad. Krishna will take your heart and you will forget your father, mother, husband, children. And you will never return from Vrindavan. So I am giving you very good advice. If you want to be happy with your husband, wife and children, oh, don't go to Vrindavan. But meaning is very deep. If you want to happy, be happy forever, eternal and transcendentally, then you should must go to Vrindavan and must take bath in and go to Sri Flute Wala Krishna and give your heart and he will never return and be transcendental servant of Krishna eternally, serving him. Radha and Krishna. Gaur Pramana.
Hi, hi, Bo.
It is 15 minutes.
Yes, that's more than 15.
Oh.
But maybe 45. I can just ask. Yes, 40, yes. 45.
45 minutes?
45 minutes. You went into Braj and you lost, it's eternal, so you lost the time track of time.
Then we should go.
Yeah. Can I ask one very nice question? What was that phrase you asked about when Krishna plays like a sound of thunder?
Mridu Mandra means, Mridu means very sweet. And Mandra means, it goes so deep and from high to come, to low, like trembling hearts, melting hearts, in a very pathetic tune. Like the sound of Veena, sometimes Jhanka, in a bhati. It goes just straight in the hearts of those who are here, the gopis especially, and takes the heart. Very sweet melody of from up to down and down to up. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa, sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Like this. Trembling, coming, taking the heart like this.
Chanting the Maha Mantra in relation to Vrindavan.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Very wonderful.
Beautiful.
It will help.
Yes, and they have a lot of material in there to use.
They will also help us.
This transcribed by Mother Rika.
I know that.
Neither did me.